Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio and for Dave Flyer on a Friday evening. And we were talking about one kind of car shopping. Now we're going to segue and talk about a whole nother kind of car shopping. Yes. Thank you very much.
And if you know cars, you know the name Mecum, as in the Mecum Auctions. And joining us right now is commentator and analyst for the televised coverage of Mecum Auctions on Motor Trend and Motor Trend Plus. And he is John Kramen. Hi, John.
Hey, Stephen, Johnny, I have to say, I was listening to your show and your car buying woes, and man, very, very, very frustrating to hear that. But obviously in our world, in the collector car world, nothing like that even remotely applies.
I wish we could walk in and I could raise a finger and they go, it's yours, you can have it.
Exactly.
I have to tell you, we were watching, I think this was within the past 2 weeks or so. And this was when, I believe it was Corvette number one from
2023.
The 2023 model year. And it was a charity auction, and it went for over $4 million.
Did we see that right?
Well, yes, but keep in mind, the key word is charity. Now, the car itself, the hardware is not worth that much. Obviously, there's a lot of very, very generous people out there. And the fact that they get a 2023 Corvette, the very first one, off the assembly line, is kind of a bonus, but it really is about the money for the charity. And that's a real big part of the collector car world, is working with a lot of the various charities out there.
There's a huge show coming to the Chicago area next week. It's going to be at the Schaumburg Convention Center, 13th, 14th, and 15th. If you've got a car, I guess you have to get it there the 11th and 12th. Is that right, John? The car that you want to sell?
Yeah, and there still is time to get entries. Anybody listening that wants to enter their car, plenty of information about how to do that. It's actually very straightforward at Mecum.com. And we are just literally, like you say, around the corner from this auction. And it's not all about buyers and sellers, although that's what drives it. We also welcome spectators. If folks go to Mecum.com, they can buy tickets in advance for $20. Or if they just wait till they buy them at the door, the $30, and kids 12 and under free. Public is welcome and invited, and been doing this. I've actually been with Mecum since 2006. Mecum's been around since 1988.
Yeah.
It's now the world's largest collector car auction company. But people say it all the time, best car show they've ever attended. I like to call it and describe it as a car show with a pulse, because there's so much going on, so much entertainment. The cars, the energy, the excitement, the big prices. Folks that are listening that have maybe watched us on television, never been out there, prime opportunity for the folks in the greater Chicagoland area.
Well, it's going to be on Motor Trend TV, right?
Right.
Yes, yeah, and for those that can't make it in person, we kick off 12 hours of coverage starting on Friday at 11 o'clock. We'll go until 5 o'clock, and we'll repeat that again on Saturday, totally live. At either Motor Trend on cable, which is part of the Discovery Network, or Motor Trend Plus for those folks that stream. And they turn around and they re-air it after that. So plenty of opportunity for folks to come out, see the auction, enjoy the action, and then go home and watch it on TV.
And if you're going to go to the show, it starts bright and early at 8 o'clock in the morning, right, John?
Yes, exactly. We open the gates. Here's the way that we do it. There's a good strategy here. We open the gates at 8 o'clock every day of the auction, all 3 days, and that gives folks a chance to come in, get settled in, look at any entries they might have an interest in bidding on, and then the first car will hit the auction block at 10 o'clock, 2 hours later. But we'll actually kick off the auction about 9:30 with what we call road art, auction starters.
Yes.
It could be things such as celebrity-signed guitars or gas pumps, vintage signs, just a variety of automotive era memorabilia just to get the crowd and get the auction warmed up so that by the time that we hit that first car at 10 o'clock, boom, we are off to the races and ready to rock.
Now, we should mention that is not this weekend. It starts October 13th and runs October 13th, 14th, and 15th. So it's going to be next week, but we wanted to give you a heads up because this is going to be so cool.
It is, yes. And again, you can be a spectator. Is there a theme each day, like a certain type of car, like muscle cars one day? And I don't know what else would Chevys one day, domestic cars. Do we have it broken down into themes?
Well, you're getting warm. We call it inventory management. Here's what we do. We'll start on Thursday, the first day of the auction. That would be October 13th. And we'll start with the lower price cars. Let's say $25,000 and below. Uh-huh. And then on Friday, we kick it up a notch, and then on Saturday typically would be reserved for the higher price cars, but we don't necessarily mix and match any cars by category or anything else or even by year. It's strictly based on value, and we like doing that because it really, there's always an incredible variety. If you don't like what's on the auction block right now, no worries. In a minute and a half, there'll be something else up there.
Exactly.
There's something that happens quite frequently at the Mecum auctions, and to me, it's almost like a rock concert moment. It's when whatever the car is, suddenly the reserve is off. So you know it's going to be sold, and the audience gets excited.
There's the dynamic of an auction. Maybe if there's one single word for it, would be stimulating. And it's also very addicting. So many repeat customers. They might buy a car, own it for a year or two, have some fun with it, take it to shows, whatever, bring it back, sell it, and then buy another one. There's just something very special and satisfying to be involved with it. And honestly, that's what I think makes the auction environment so special. The sights and the sounds and the energy and being part of something real big. And then, you know, are you going to win the bid or are you going to lose the bid? And that competition spirit kicks in. And, you know, we don't ever advocate anybody overpaying for a car. But certainly if it's a car that maybe you've been searching your whole life for, which is very common, you don't want to let a little bit of money get in the way of it. And but obviously it's totally up to an individual bidder what they're going to pay for a car. But historically, and especially within the past, two, three years in these unusual times, very much like the new cars that you were talking about shortly, the market demand is white hot.
Yeah.
These vehicles have never been more popular, and the prices have never been higher. And frankly, I don't think that they've peaked yet. So it's a good time to buy as well, because so many nice cars are coming out of the market due to the market strength.
We're talking cars, but now we're going to hit the pause button. Baby, we'll ride in style. A lot of people say that was the first rock and roll record.
That's right. John Craman is our guest. He's the TV commentator and analyst for Mecum Auctions, and there's a biggie coming to Schaumburg next week, 13th, 14th, and 15th. John also writes for Mecum's Monthly, and you can find him at monthly.mecum.com. And John, we love that column that you did where you said Rocket 88 was the first rock and roll song, and it was really the first song that addressed our obsession with cars, right?
It was, you know, and I don't think it's just a matter of my opinion. I think that, you know, automobiles, especially starting post-World War II in the late 40s, in the early 1950s, really took hold in American culture. And Jackie Brenston and Rocket 88, recorded down at Chess Records, was one of the records that really sort of kicked off the craze that evolved into the songs by Chuck Berry and then Jan and Dean and the Beach Boys in the early 1960s with car theme tunes. But, you know, rock and roll and automotive culture have intersected each other many times over the years, as you folks know. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, it all began right there with Rocket 88 in the early 1950s.
Okay, I'm going to jump into a quick little bit of rock and roll minutia, then we'll get back to cars. Released on Chess Records, recorded, I believe, at Sun Studios with Sam Phillips, and it was Ike Turner's band that was the backing band.
Right, but actually put out under the name of Jackie Brenston.
Yeah. And Ike Turner was never a happy camper about that.
John, you're also a musician, aren't you?
Yeah, play guitar and sing in a classic rock band called Redline 7000, redline7000band.com. And again, you know, the automotive culture growing up in it, the 50s and the 60s, falling in love with the cars and then with the music at the same time, the whole culture of that time period. It all blends together and becomes one and the same. Yeah. And, you know, the music and the cars from that time period were unparalleled in history. And I think that's one of the reasons why the collector car market in particular, chock full. In fact, the bulk of the inventory that we see is mid-50s through the early 70s. Average age of a car to Mecum auction, we do over 35,000 cars a year, is over 50 years old, and about an average price of about $50,000. A lot of variations on that. But just to give your listeners roughly an idea of what we do, this year will be a record year. 2022 is on pace. We should be able to exceed $700 million in the sale of collector vehicles. Once again,
that's a seven with a ton of zeros behind it.
Whoa.
Indeed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of car prices, we want to go to one of our callers.
Yes, let's take Sherry in here, because Sherry has a most unusual car that she'd like to ask you about, John. Hi, Sherry. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Johnny. I love you. And I'm turned on to you because my cousin Jimmy, who's like 2 decades older than me, and he always praised both of you.
Oh, well, thank you.
And tell them the check's in the mail.
What kind of car do you have, Sherry? I'm so intrigued by this.
Okay, when my real dad died, who was a fireman originally, Glenbard,
a volunteer
fireman. Mm-hmm. Yes, and then was a fireman and then got his paramedic degree and then became a lieutenant.
Yeah.
And then passed away. My mom. I'm not going to go there. But anyway, so when he died, he made both my brother and I executors. I had to go to the lawyer.
But you got to tell us what you got. We're dying to know what it is, Sherry.
All right. So he's a fireman. Everything he bought was like red, like the fire department.
Okay.
It's a 1901 Florida vintage reproduction Ford Gadabout Surrey.
A Surrey.
And it's two seats and it's got diamond back black. Mm-hmm. And if you Google 1901 Ford Gadabout Surrey, it ends up showing a Oldsmobile that Volvo sold for like nearly $7,000.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it's worth a lot more because some auto museum in Florida has it, like they rent it out for $1,000 a day.
Okay, hold your thoughts, Sherry.
One of the key questions, I think, is going to be, is it an original or is it a reproduction? And John, what do you think?
It is a reproduction.
Okay.
So, John, what do you think?
Reproduction.
Hold your thoughts, Sherry. John?
Yeah, as we all might expect, including Sherry, there's absolutely, because there just simply are no comparables. There's no way to try to forecast and predict the value of something that is a reproduction, essentially one of a kind. It was built up to replicate something from, you know, well over 100 years old. However, that having said, it certainly does have a value. And I just have to say, it sounds like a pitch. It's not. This is where the auction environment really comes into play, especially with Mecum Auctions, having the option of our consigners, our sellers, to put a reserve or protected price on their entry, so that if it doesn't bring what they think is a fair number, they just go ahead and take it home and they don't sell. It's just like bringing it to a show. They're always in control of being able to decide, yes, that's, you know, yes, it's worth that, or no, it's not. Mm-hmm. Just as a shoot from the hip baseline, what do you think, John? I've had this question asked so many times over the years, as you might have mentioned. I'd probably say that a baseline on something like that could be maybe in the $10,000 range. Mm-hmm. It could do more than that. It could do less. But a perfect opportunity to consider, if you want to sell it, bring it to an auction. See what it does.
Yeah, yeah. We have just about run out of time, and I want you to buckle up, John, because Chicago and this area loves our cars. So you're going to have a great turnout, and I think we might break some records, too, next week.
And, John, I hope sometime we can do this again and get you in the studio. You bring your guitar, I'll bring mine, and who knows what will happen.
Hey, that sounds great, guys. It has really been a pleasure. We appreciate the interest. Had a lot of fun, and thanks to Sherry for calling in.
Thank you so much, Don, and we'll see you 13th, 14th, and 15th. That's the Mecum Auction at the Schaumburg Convention Center.